This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news just now that one of the biggest seaborne cargo companies in the world, Maersk of Denmark, says it's suspending all of its shipping to and from Russia. Fossil fuel giants Shell, BP, and Norway's Equinor are exiting Russian operations. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
So here's what a few international energy experts had to say when they heard that major energy companies were divesting from Russia.
The symbolic power of this announcement is very significant.
We really haven't seen this kind of situation yet, ever.
This is a very big deal.
Okay, that's Antoine Halff at Columbia University's Center on Global Energy Policy, Rice University Energy Fellow Anna Mikuska, and former Assistant Secretary for International Affairs of the Department of Energy, Jonathan Elkind. He says, to some degree, these big energy companies are putting what they deem as right above profits.
This marks a real sea change in terms of how Western energy companies are engaging with Russia.
Because he says BP, for example, has billions of dollars invested in Russian resources. Those resources account for more than half of BP's oil and gas reserves and a third of its production.
That translates into huge revenue and profits.
But beyond the symbolism of big energy exiting Russia, Antoine Halff at Columbia says it's actually going to be tough for the global energy market to walk away from Russian natural resources, especially Russian oil.
Because Russia is one of the big three. You know, there's not that many very large oil producers. There's the US, there's Saudi Arabia, and there's Russia.
Now, the exact plan for what BP, Shell, and others will do with their Russian assets remains unclear. Are they up for sale? Are the companies just going to walk away? That's what Anna Mokuska at Rice says will be fascinating to watch.
I mean, if companies write off their assets, it's usually because some kind of a disaster hit. So there is nothing left over to kind of pick up in a way. But here, what's going to happen with it?
Because she says there's just no precedent for this. But she says if she were going to place a bet on what happens next, though, it would be that a Chinese company shows interest. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.